فارس
فارس ماتش
இல்லை MP3 வெர்ஷன்ல பண்றது கேதா ஆப்ஷன் இருக்கான்னு தெரியல.
இதுல கிடையாது. You can convert it after that.
No, that's what I'm doing right now. Okay, no problem.
நமஸ்தே நாத பகவன் சிவாய குரு ரூபினே வித்யாவதார சம்சித்தியை ஸ்வீகிருத்த அனைக்க விக்கிரக நவாய நவ ரூபாய பரமார்த்தைக்க ரூபினே சர்வஜானத மோவேத பான வேஷத்யனாய தே சுதந்திராய தயா கிளப்த விக்கிரகாய சிவாத்மனே பரதந்திராய பக்தானாம் பவ்யானாம் பவ்ய ரூபினே விவேகினாம் விவேகாய விமர்சாய விமர்சினாம் பிரகாசினாம் பிரகாஷாய ஜானி நாம் ஞான ரூபினே புரஸ்தாத் பார்ஷயோ பிருஷ்டே நமஸ்குரியானுபரியத சதா மச்சித்த ரூபேன விதேகி பவதாசனம் இத்தேவம் பஞ்சம் ஸ்லோகே சுபீத யதமானசா பிராத பிரபோத சமய ஜபா சுதிவசம் பவேத் சிவாதி குருப்யோ நம. ஓகே, சோ 2 weeks ago I had mentioned about பஞ்சீகரணம் and asked if people are interested in this topic, I can cover this as well. A few of you messaged me that they are interested and you would like me to cover this topic, so I decided to take this topic for today's session because this really is a good leading topic for the guna mixtures. So panchikarnam is the apt topic for today. I have talked about sadhana chatushtayam several times, right from moksha dwaram stages. This is the prerequisite for any path you take. What are those sadhana chatushtayams? It's not a quiz, so don't worry about it. There are 4 things. Nitya Anitya Vastu Vivekam, which is basically discrimination, discriminative power, critical thinking power. Second one is Iha Mutra Phala Bhoga Viragam, basically Vairagyam. Some call it renunciation, some call it detachment. I somehow like the definition as it being indifferent to the outcome. That's what I like. Third one is Shamadhi Shatkam. So what are those 6? Shamam, which is the mastery of mind. Dhamam is the mastery of the sense organs. Uparati, meaning developing the mind so that it focuses on where we need to. Titiksha is reaching the quality where there is no likes or dislikes, pure acceptance. Shraddha is undeterred trust, belief in Shrutis and Guru Vakyam. And finally, Samadhanam, which is single pointed focus, Ekagra Chintana. Those are the Shamadhi Shitkam. Then the last one is Mumukshutvam, real desire to only for moksha. Okay, so these are the 4 qualifiers, pre-qualifiers basically to enter these paths. So in this Sadhana Chatushtayam, we have seen the importance of Nityanitya Vastu Vivekam, which is the discriminative power. So many times I've talked about this in so many different ways, how to even use different techniques to get here. So we have seen that whenever we see a vastu, you start to analyze it, if it is temporary or permanent, and then discard the temporary. So discard the desire and attachment for the temporary. After a lot of practice, you'd be able to do this, discarding the external vastus as anitya and not have any attachment for it. However, when it comes to the stuff that are superimposed on your own Atman and it is within, it's extremely difficult to separate them and single them out of Atman, out of these Anitya Vastus. Okay, single out the Atman out of the Anitya Vastus. So for this to happen, we have to understand the science of Panchabhutas and start to analyze them and how they are formed, how they are mixed, how they are imposed on the Atman, so that we get the critical thinking power to discriminate them at that subtle level also. That subtle Panchabhutas get mixed to form the gross elements. This science of mixture of Panchabhuta is called Panchikaranam. So what is the Pramanam for this? The Vedas do not talk about Panchikaranam at all. In Chandogya Upanishad, Trivartikaranam is mentioned. It says everything came from the mixture of Tejas, Apaha and Annam. This can be broadly taken as Agni, water and Prithvi. So basically the last 3 elements are taken and the first 2 are omitted in Chantogya Upanishad. When Uddhalaka is giving his Upanyasam or teaching to Shvetaketu, So that's where these things come, the Trivrti Karnam comes in. So Adi Shankara is the first person to come up with this detailed Panchikarana technique, where he said all the five bhutas are mixed in proper proportions to result in gross elements. But being a Jagat Guru, how can he be a Veda Viruddha? It's impossible, isn't it? So he himself has given a samadhanam for this doubt. He claims that even though Chandogya Upanishad does not explicitly specify the five elements, Taittiriya Upanishad specifies the five elements and their Srishti sequence. So this omission in Chandogya Upanishad should be assumed as implied and not as an open omission. So he gives this samadhanam. So what does Adi Shankara say about Panchikarna? That's what we are going to see. So I'm sending you an attachment in the group, so you can follow that. So he wrote a very small 7-paragraph sutra called Panchikarna. Okay, there are 6 commentaries just for those 7 paragraphs. Books just for those 7 paragraphs. Out of this, one is from Sureshwaracharya himself. He wrote the commentary called Panchikarna Vartikam. Since Sureshwaracharya wrote a lot of Vartikas on Shankara's work, he is called the Vartikakara himself. So even on our initial slokas, he is referred as Vartikakara. So this commentary itself is supposed to be self-explanatory. However, 3 other authors have written commentaries for this commentary also, for Sureshwara's Panchikarna Vartikam also. Adi Shankara calls this Panchikarnam as a contemplation to reach Samadhi. So since it's a very small text, I'm going to read it for you. Okay, so you can just follow it based on the attached book. So let me open the document and I'll read it. Okay. Atataha paramahamsanam samadhividhim vyakhyashamaha. Om satchabdavachyam avidyashabalam brahma. Brahmano vyaktam avyaktat mahat. Mahato ahankaraha ahankarat panchatanmatrani. Panchatanmatrebhyah panchamahabhutani. Panchamahabhutebhyo akilam jagat. That's paragraph number 1. Panchanam bhutanam ekekyam dvidha vibhajya swardhabhagam vihaya ardhabhagam chaturdha vibhajya vibhajye tareshu yojite panchikarnam mayarupa darshanam adhyarupa apavadabhyam nishprapanjam prapanchyate. That's the second paragraph. Panchikrita panchamahabhutani tatkaryam sarvam virat ityuchyate. ஏதத் ஸ்தூல சரீரம் ஆத்மனஹ இந்திரியைர் அர்த்தோ பலப்தி ஜாகிருதம் ஏதத் உபயாபிதானி அபிமானி ஆத்மா விஸ்வஹ ஏதத் த்ரயம் அகாரஹ அபஞ்சீகிருத பஞ்சமஹாபூதானி பஞ்சதன்மாத்ராணி தத்காரியம் ச பஞ்சப்ராணாஹ தசேந்திரியாணி மனோ புத்திஷ்ச சப்ததசகம் லிங்கம் பௌத்திகம் இரண்யகர்வம் இத்யுச்சதே ஏதத் சூக்ஷ்ம சரீரம் ஆத்மனஹ கரணேஷு உபசம்ஹதேஹ்ருதேஷு ஜாக்ருதி சம்ஸ்காரதஹ ப்ரத்யஹ சவிஷயஹ ஸ்வப்ன இத்யுச்சதே தத் உபயாபிமான்யாத்மா தேஜஸஹ ஏதத்ரயம் உகாரஹ சரீரத்வய காரணம் ஆத்ம அஜ்ஞானம் சபாச அவ்யாக்ருதம் இத்யுச்சதே ஏதத் காரண சரீரம் ஆத்மனஹ தச்ச நாசத் நா அசத் நாபி சதசத் நா பின்னம் நா அபின்னம் நாபி பின்னா பின்னம் குதச்சித் ந நிரவயம் ந சாவயம் நோபயம் கிம் நு கேவல பிரம்மாத்மைக்கத்துவ ஞானா உபனோத்யம் சர்வ பிரகார அஜ்ஞானோபசம்ஹாரே புத்தேஹே காரணாத்மனா அவஸ்தானாம் சுஷுப்தி தத் உபயாபிமான்யாத்மா பிராஜ்ஞா ஏதத் த்ரயம் மகாரஹ அகார உகாரே உகார மக்காரே மக்கார ஓம்காரே அகமத்யேவ அகம் ஆத்மா சாட்சி கேவல சின்மாத்திர சுரூபா நாஜ்ஞானம் நாபி தத்காரியம் கிந்து நித்ய சுத்த புத்த முக்த சத்யஸ்வபாவம் பரமானந்த அத்வயம் பிரத்யக் பூதம் சைத்தன்யம் பிரம்மைவாகமஸ்மி இதி அபேதேனாவஸ்தானாம் சமாதிஹி தத்துவமசி பிரம்மாஹமஸ்மி பிரஜானம் ஆனந்தம் பிரம்மா அயமாத்மா பிரம்மா இத்தியாதி ஸ்ருதிபிஹி இது பஞ்சீகரணம் பவதி. That's it. That's all he has written about Panchikaranam. For this, there are so many commentaries. Okay, this is such a beautiful treatise. In fact, several Bhashyakaras even suggest this is a daily Parayana Vidhi to force contemplation. It's a very small thing. So once you understand the meanings of this, you will be also interested. Even though this says this as a description of Samadhi Vidhi for Paramahamsas, do not reject this as it is not applicable to you. Okay, don't forget that your goal and the goal for the Paramahamsas are no different. We are all looking for moksha only. So he explains the sequence of creation from the Brahman, from a Vedantic perspective. First, there is Sat, just Brahman. When this Brahman gets his Spandanam and gets the wheel of Mayara, Vidya, then comes Avyaktam or the unmanifest. From the Avyaktam comes Mahat or pure cosmic intelligence. From this Mahat comes Ahankaram, getting attached to the I, the I-ness. From this I-ness, Ahankaram, comes Panchatanmatras, Shabda Sparsha Ruparasa Gandha. From the Tanmatras came Panchamahabhutas, Akashavayu Vanni Salila Bhumi. From the Panchamahabhutas came the entire universe. This is the first paragraph, very, very simple. The one area where there are changes to the sequence is between the Panchatanmatra and Panchambhutas. Some theories first give the Bhutas and then the Tanmatras. Panchatanmatra means subtle element. We will continue to explore using our Tantric Tattva sequence. We all know that the five elements are the most basic and they are formed first from Prakriti, which is the base coat nature with all the gunas in equilibrium. Each Bhuta is formed in a sequence. First came Akasham, from Akasha came Vayu, from Vayu came Agni, from Agni came Jalam, from Jalam came Prithvi. How can we say this is the sequence? First of all, Shruti gives a sequence, so it cannot be challenged. Okay, however, we also know from our own experience and the critical analysis, and Shankara gives a detailed description on how this sequence happened and how it is obvious that the amsam of this predecessor is present in the successor and not the other way around. We know that from these Panchabhutas came Panchatanmatras. What are those? Sabda Sparsha Ruparasa Gandham. From Akasha came Sabdam. From Vayu came Sparsham. From Agni came Rupam. From Jalam came Rasam. From Prithvi came Gandham. Now, if the sequence of creation is to be believed, then these qualities should be present in the successive creations. Meaning, in Vayu, there should be a Shabda quality and the Sparsha quality. In Agni, there should be Shabda quality, Sparsha quality, and Rupa quality. So, similarly, for Jalam and Prithvi, it should be proved that there should not be a Rupa, Rasa, or Gandha quality in Vayu, etc. The opposite should also be proved. So, Adi Shankara, not in this Panchikarna, he has mentioned that in several other Granthas, more details. And his Sishyas also, when they have written other Granthas, like Vidyaranya in his Panchadasi, etc., they have given more details on this Panchikarna. So, in this context, they have written Sabda Eka Gunatmakam Akasham. Sabda Sparsha Guno Marut. Marut means Vayu. Sabda Sparsha Rupa Gunaihi Tri Gunam Tejaha Uchyate. So Agni has three gunas. Sabda Sparsha Rupa Rasaihi Gunaihi Apaha, meaning water, Chatur Gunaha, four gunas, four qualities. Sabda Sparsha Rupa Rasagandehi Pancha Guna Mahi. Mahi means earth. So there are five qualities in Mahi. So are you with me so far? So I know I'm discussing Advaita and can be a dry topic, but trust me, this Panchikaranam is a very interesting topic and you will be awed at the amount of thought Adi Shankara has put in and explained how he has done all these in this 32 years is amazing. That really is magic. So now he goes into details. How can he prove that there are these qualities in the other Panchabuddhas? So he is saying, Pratidvani Viyam Shabdo Vayo Visiti Sabdanam Anushnasiti Samsparsho Vanno Bugubugudvanihi Ushnasparsha Prabharupam Jale Bulubuludvanihi Sitasparsha Sukturupam Raso Madhuryamiritam Bhumo Katakata Shabda Katinyam Sparsha Isyate Niladikam Chitrupam Madhuramladiko Rasaha Surabhi Tarangandho Dvau Gunaha Samyak Vivechitaha. Okay. So I'll explain these. He says in Akasha, there is only one Shabda. Pratidvani Viyam Shabdho. So this Shabda is called Pratidvani, means echo. So makes sense, right? But there is also an interesting point here that many people miss. We all relate Akasham with Brahman. Why? Because it is everywhere. No form, always there, no beginning or end. So several of the qualities of the Brahman that we think of or that we relate to Brahman are present in this Akasham. But how can we say this Akasham is not Brahman? This Pratidvani is the indication. When will we get an echo? When the sound travels, hits a finite object and travels back. That is why it is called the Pratidvani, hitting and back. So this is a subtle indication that Akasham may appear to be a Brahmavastu to you, but it is not. It is still finite. You may not see the boundaries of it with your eyes, gross eyes, but it does not mean it is infinite. It is still with boundaries. So that is the message in that. So the Akasham has the Pratidvani as a Shabdam. So back to the concept. Vayu, so it says Vayau Visiti Sabdhanam and Anushnasiti Samsparsho. So Visi is the Sabdham in Vayu and Anushnan Asiti Sparsham. So the Sabdham in Vayu is called Visi. So maybe this is why we call Kaathu Visardhu. I don't know why. So probably that is the indication. Not hot, not cold. That is the sparsha quality of Vayu. So Anushna Asiti. So it's not hot or not, neither hot, neither cold, nor cold. So next, Agni. So Vannav Bugubugudvanihi Ushna Sparshaha Prabharupam. It's very simple. So Bugubugu, that is the Shabdam that comes from Agni when it really is, when there is fire. Bugubugu and Thipudchi area, they would say. So Bugubugu is the Shabdam. According to Adi Shankara, Bugubugu is the Shabdam. Hot is the Sparsham. It is Ushnam. And Prakasha Rupam. So which makes sense. Okay. Jalam. Jalam, he is saying, Jale Bulubuludvanihi Sita Sparshaha Shukla Rupam. So in Jalam, Bulubulu is the Shabdam. Cold is the Sparsham. Shukla Rupam. White is the color. And then Rasam is Madhuryamiritam, sweet taste. So this is in Jalam. Then in Bhumi, Katakata Shabdaha, Katinyam Sparsham, Niladikam Chitra Rupam, Madhuramladika Rasaha, and Surabhita Gandho Dvav. So meaning, so the Shabda is Katakata Shabdam. Okay. And hard, Katinyam, hard is the Sparsham. And there are colors like blue, all those several colors. That is the Rupam. All the rasas are there, which is Rasam. Maduradi, Madura, Amla, Tikta, Katukashaya, Lavana Rasaha, Shadrutavaha, we'll read in Bhavana Upanishad, right? So those six rasas are there in Prithvi. And then good and bad smell, Surabhi and Vasana and Gandham, Natram. So both Vasana and Natram, the good and bad smell are there in Bhumi. So you cannot find a smell in Akasham. So Shankara clearly proved the sequential creation aspect of the Pancha Mahabhutas. Then, since the creation happened as the Bhoga Vastu for the Purusha, there should be ways to enjoy them, isn't it? So for that, the ability to grasp these were created. This ability, this Grihnikam Shakti, right? So the grasping power is called Jnanendriyas. These came out from the sattva aspect of the Panchabhutas. Why is this sattva aspect? If you remember, sattva is cognitive ability. Rajas is action and tamas is inertia. So anything that can illuminate is the sattva aspect. Prakasha padutudal. So the Jnanendriyas are the one that can illuminate the vishyas. The ability to see is what can illuminate the objects that can be seen. The ability to hear illuminates the sounds that can be heard, etc. So the Jnanendriyas are created out of the sattva aspect of the Panchabhutas to illuminate what can be perceived by them. So what are those? To grasp the sound or sabda came strotram. To grasp the touch or sparsha came thwak. To grasp the form or rupa came chakshu. To grasp the taste or rasa came jihva. To grasp the smell or gandha came grana. Okay. Vedanta uses Antakarana as either twofold or fourfold. Tantra, Sastra, and Agamas always use it as threefold. What are they? Mano, Buddhi, Ahankara, Chittam. Manas is mind, Buddhi is thinking ability, Ahankara is ego, I-ness, and Chittam is intelligence. Sometimes Vedanta combines the Ahankara and into mind and Chittam into Buddhi, and only has Manam and Buddhi as two Antakaranas. In Tantra Sastra, we always have Mano, Buddhi, Ahankara. Chittam is embedded into Buddhi. So in today's context, we'll use only the twofold Vedantic philosophy, mind and Buddhi. When Buddhi is linked to the five Jnanendriyas, it is called the Vijnanamaya Kosham. When mind is linked to the five Jnanendriyas, it is called the Manomaya Kosham. The Rajogunas of the Panchabhutas created the five Karmendriyas, Vak, Pada, Pani, Payu, Opastha. How is this Rajoguna? We know that they are action-oriented. To create the sound, the quality of Akasha, you need the action-oriented power called Vak. Similarly, movement, the quality of Vayu, is represented by the legs as they are needed for movement, etc. So when Prana is linked with these five Karmendriyas, it is called the Pranamaya Kosham. So these three koshams linked together is called the Linga Sariram or Sukshma Sariram. Why? Linga means identification, adayalam. So what does it identify? It identifies the existence of Atman within. Without these, it will be impossible to know such a thing is there within. So why am I talking about all these things when dealing with Panchikaranam? Because until this state, we are only talking about the five elements as is. Only the guna aspect of the Bhutas splitting and superimposing on mano, buddhi and prana, etc. to create different layers. But these are still in the subtle level. These are still capabilities, powers, but nothing is gross yet. So for all of these to be enjoyed and realized, you need a gross element. That element is our gross body. The gross body has the gross organs that are linked with this Panchajnanendriyam, Karmendriyam, etc. and also allows the Linga Shariram to occupy and perform its actions within. So how is this gross body formed? Shankara gives the detailed equation on the formation of this gross element. This body is also formed from the five elements only, but not independently. They had to be mixed together to arrive at a gross bhuta. To be precise, to create a gross fire, you need to mix all the elements in a certain proportion to arrive at the gross element. Each of the other elements will be present into the gross element. So his sostra is khadvi khadinam bhutam ekaikam samameva dvida dvida ibajya bhagam tatradyam tyaktva bhagam dutiyakam chaturda suvibhajyatha tam ekaikam vinikshipet chaturnam pratame bhage kramena swardhamantara Tato Vyomadi Bhutanam Bhagaha Panchab Bhavantite Swaswarda Bhage Nanye Bhya Praptam Bhaga Chatushtayam Samyojya Stulatam Yanti Vyomadini Yathakramam. And these are in the sloka formats, but it is completely formula. Khadinam Bhutam Ekaikam, starting from Akasham, every single Bhutam are the elements. Okay, that's the meaning. Kha means Kha is Akasham. Khadinam. So starting from Akasham, Bhutam Ekaikam, every single element. Samameva Dvida Dvida, split into two equal half. So split Akasha into two, Vayu into two, Agni into two, Jalam into two, and Prithivi into two. Okay. Vibhajya Bhagam, in the split pieces, Tart Adhyam Taktva, the first piece, leave it aside, keep it aside. Bhagam Dutiyakam, the second piece, Chaturda Suvibhajyatha, split into four. Okay. Tam Ekaikam, those each pieces, Chaturnam Pratame Bhage Kramena, to the first piece that you kept aside, okay, of each element, Swardha Mantra, leave its own, and Vinikshiptet, so attached to the rest. Okay. Tato Vyomadi Bhutanam, thus the five elements starting from Akasham, Bhagaha Panchabhavantite gets five parts. Swaswardha Bhage Nanye Biha, its own part half, and the other elements. Praptam Bhaga Chatushtayam forms the four other parts. Samyojya Sthulanam Yanti, this mixture makes it gross. Vyomadini Yatakramam, for the five elements starting from Akasham. So basically what he says is take each element, split them into half, keep one half separate, the other half split into four equal parts. Now take those four parts and attach them with the other elements. Do this for all the elements. So mathematically, this is represented as gross akasham equal to half of subtle akasham plus 1/8 of subtle vayu, 1/8 of subtle agni, 1/8 of subtle jalam plus 1/8 of subtle prithvi. Similarly, gross vayu equal to half of subtle vayu plus 1/8 of subtle akasham, 1/8 of subtle agni, 1/8 of subtle jalam, 1/8 of subtle prithvi, so on. So now you know the formula. So this making of gross bhutas from the bhuta tattvas is called panchikaranam. Okay. Why did he even go through all this struggle to explain this concept? You could have just said gross agni came from subtle agni and other elements simply, isn't it? Why would you have, who would have questioned him? No one really, actually. While he did write a lot of granthas to satisfy folks to believe in Vedas and come back under the Vedic umbrella, he had to do a lot of tarkas also to convince others, both believers and non-believers. But if you really carefully look into the effort he has taken to explain these details on the mixtures, you would understand his infinite compassion towards us. He is a Jivan Mukta himself. So there is absolutely no need for him to take any such strains. Why does he have to go through the pains to explain such interesting details just for us only? He knows that we will all struggle even the first step of this pre-qualifier itself, Nityananda Vastu Vivekam itself. That will be a challenge. To critically analyze the Nityanitya Vastu, and when you start going to the subtle layers, it will be extremely difficult to remove it from the gross element itself. So you look at a pot and discard the pot as Anitya and sand as Nitya, right? Then you look at the sand and see the Prithvi as Nitya. Where did Brahma Vastu suddenly jump into this gross form? You see the struggle here? Superficially, it is easy to say that everything that you perceive through the senses are anitya and only Brahman is nitya. It is just a feel-good factor and a tamasic approach. Easy way to resign from the vivekam. Unless you truly discriminate into every minute tattvas from its gross, subtle and causal states, there is no way you will be able to establish the truth at the real experiential level. Splitting the gross prithvi as half subtle and 1/8 of subtle jalam, etc., is key to further merge one tattvam into its predecessor and evolve to the core state of Brahman. So now let's go back to Shankara's Panchikaranam and look at the second paragraph. So, Panchanam Bhutanam Ekekim Dudha Vibhajya Swardhavagam Vihayardhavagam Chaturdha Vibhajye Tareshu Yojite Panchikaranam Maya Rupa Darshanam Adhyaropam Apavadabhyam Nishprapancham Prapanchate. We just covered this. The process of Panchikaranam and how it creates the gross elements. That's it. So basically, it gives the same sutra formula. Let's now look into the third paragraph. Om Panchikrita Panchamahabhutani Tatkaryam Sarvam Viradityuchyate Etat Sthula Shariram Atmanaha Indriyair Arthopalabdhi Jagrati Itham Etat Ubaya Vimani Atma Vishwaha Etat Trayam Akaraha. After the Panchikaranam and its actions, the result is this combined gross, that Samashti Ishvara. It's called Virat. From a Vyashti perspective, Samashti means combined, is the forest. Vyashti is expansive, right? So it's the tree. So you always use the tree and the forest analogy. Samashti is forest, Vyashti is tree. So from a Vyashti perspective, it results into a sthula sariram, gross body. This state where the indriyas are the only ways of perception. When these sense organs are the primary way of gathering vishya, it is called jagrat, which is the awakened state. One who has the abhimanam on this gross body, that individual vyashti atman is called vishwan. This thula sarira abhimani vyashti vishwan. Then that is number one, jagrat avastha number two, and the samashti, which is virat. These three put together is called akaram. This is the third paragraph. Now, let's look into the fourth paragraph. Apanchikrita pancha mahabhutani pancha tanmatrani tatkaryam cha pancha pranaha disendriyani mano buddhischa saptadashakam lingam bhautikam hiranyagarbham ityuchyate. So, etat sukshma sariram atmanaha கரணேஷு உபசம்ஹர்தேஷு ஜாகிரதி சம்ஸ்காராஜகா பிரத்யகா சவிஷயா சொப்ன இத்தியுச்சதே தத் உபயாபிமாத்மமானி ஆத்மான ஆத்மா தேஜதா ஏதத்ரயம் உகாரஹா. This talk about this Linga Sariram, you already saw this explanation prior to the Panchikaranam, the five elements, five Tanmatras, their actions, five Pranas, Manas and Buddhi. These 17 put together is called the Samashti Linga Sariram or Sukshma Sariram. This Samashti Ishwara is called Hiranyagarbha. Since the gross Indriya, sense organs are missing in action here, the external Jagat does not exist. Whatever happens in this state is the simple projection of the mind and buddhi. This avastha is called the Swapna avastha. The Vyashti Purusha who has the Abhimanam of this state is called Tejasan. This Sukshma Linga Sarira Abhimani Vyashti Tejasan, Swapna avastha and the Samashti Hiranyagarbhan, these three put together is the Ukaram. This is the fourth paragraph. Let's look into the fifth paragraph. சரீரத்வய காரணம் ஆத்ம அஜ்ஞானம் சாபாச அவ்யாக்ருதிம் இத்யுச்யதே ஏதத் காரண சரீரம் ஆத்மனஹ தச்ச ந சத் ந அசத் நாபி சதசத் ந பின்னம் ந அபின்னம் நாபி பின்னாபின்னம் குதச்சித் ந நிரவயம் ந ச அவயம் நோ அபயம் கிந்து கேவல பிரம்மாத்மைக்கத்வ ஜ்ஞானாபனோத்யம் சர்வ பிரகார ஞானோபசம்ஹாரே புத்தே காரணாத்மனா அவயஸ்தானாம் சுஷுப்தி தத் உபயாபிமான்யாத்மா பிராஜ்ஞா ஏதத் த்ரயம் மகாரஹ. இஸ் எ லிட்டில் காம்ப்ளிகேட்டட் அண்ட் இட் யூசஸ் வெரி சோ மெனி வேதாந்திக் டெக்னிக்கல் டேர்ம்ஸ் விச் யூ கேன் தட் கேன் த்ரோ யூ ஆஃப். ஸோ ஐம் கோயிங் டு எக்ஸ்பிளைன் திஸ் லைன் பை லைன். பிஃபோர் ஐ ஸ்டார்ட் லெட்ஸ் டேக் அ லுக் இன் டு ஹவு வேதாந்தா அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட்ஸ் மாயா. வில் யூஸ் அவர் சிம்பிள் அனாலஜி ஆஃப் ரோப் அண்ட் தி ஸ்னேக். We all know that for any vastu to be a nitya vastu, it has to be present and valid in all the three times, past, present and future. This is one of the techniques to identify the nitya vastu, one of the discrimination viveka technique. We see a snake and we start running away or try to get a stick and prepare to hit it, etc. However, fortunately, after contemplating with the Guru Kripa, we realize that it is really not a snake but a rope. Okay, that's the scene. Now, did the rope exist before we saw it as a snake? Yes. Did the rope exist while we are seeing it as a snake? Technically, yes. Just because we didn't see doesn't mean that a rope did not exist there. Rope was there. Did the rope exist after we saw it as a snake? Of course, yes. So here, rope is the nitya vastu. There is no change to it. The poison of the snake did not get into the rope. So it is not like the transformation of the iron rod when it is heated. The heat of Agni gets into the rod and there is a parinama. But here there is nothing like that. The rope remains unchanged and unimpacted. Let us now analyze the snake. Did it exist in the past before I saw it? No, it appeared only because I saw it. So did it exist while I saw it as a snake? Definitely. It even triggered actions within me. I ran away. I tried to take some sticks to drive it away. It even made a guru to come and remove my bhranti or fear or confusion. So it did impact me and it definitely existed. Did it exist after I knew it? It is not a snake? No. So this is definitely something that to be discarded. Perfect. But wait, what about the time when it appeared real to me? You can't discard it totally because I am the one who got impacted by it. I spent my time, energy, effort, karmas, actions, etc. when I saw it as real. Those cannot be discarded easily. Makes sense, right? So one that does not exist cannot be real. One which is real cannot disappear. So this seems to be something that is neither real nor unreal. It doesn't seem to be whole or apart. This cannot be explained. This is called anirvachaniyam, cannot be explained. This wheel that is covered on the Brahman, like the snake on the rope, is the ajnanam or maya. This is how Vedanta sees Maya. We have already seen in various lectures how Tantra Sastra and Shaiva Siddhanta and Kashmir Shaivism looks at Maya. So I'm not going to go there again because if you want, you can refer to that lecture again. So with that understanding of how Vedanta understands Maya, let's analyze the fifth paragraph line by line. Sarira dvaya karanam atma ajnanam sabhasa avyakritam ityuchate whatever might be the expansion or the vimarsham, the core and cause for all that is the Atman, with his, without any blemishes, which is within, but it is covered with this ajnanam. Etat karana sariram atmanaha. This is the cause for everything. This samashti causal Atman is called Ishwaran. He is the cause. He is the culprit for everything. He is sitting inside and creating all these abhas, some wheels and changes and everything. Okay. Tacha, so that maya. So he is creating that maya, right? Tacha na sat na asat na api sadasat. It is neither real nor unreal, neither real or unreal. So it is in that form. Na bhinnam na abhinnam na api bhinna bhinnam kudaschit. Na niravayam na savayam na ubhavayam. It is neither whole nor broken. It is neither with organs or nor without organs. Okay, parts, whatever you can call. So what is that state? Kintu kevala brahmatmaikatva jnanam upanodhyam sarva prakara jnanopasamhare buddhehe karanatmana avasthanam sushuptihi tat ubhayabhimani atma prajnaha etat trayam makaraha. The spandana of the Brahman is the real cause, and the limitations imposed on itself is because of this ajnana. These somehow seem to disappear in the deep sleep state called sushupti. Why? Not just the indriyas, but the antakaranas also sleep in the state of sushupti. The jiva who is attached to this state is called prajna. This karana sarira abhimani, vyashti, prajnan, sushupti avastha, and the samashti ishwara, these three put together is makaraha. So this is the first, fifth paragraph. Now let's look into the sixth paragraph. Akara ukare, ukara makare, makara omkare, aham yeva, aham yeva. Merge akaram into ukaram, then merge ukaram into makaram, then merge makaram into omkaram. This om is nothing but this aham. This aham and saha is truly worth of contemplation. This is the ajapa. Constant contemplation of this aham and saha makes a person a paramahamsa. This Panchikarana Sutra is guiding even those paramahamsas on how to contemplate on the state of samadhi. Let's now look into the last paragraph. Ahamatma sakshi kevala chinmatra surupaha na ajnanam na api tatkaryam kintu nitya suddha buddha mukta satya svabhavam paramananda advayam pratyakbhutam chaitanyam brahmaivahamasmi iti abhedana avasthanam samadhi tattvamasi brahmahamasmi prajnanam anandam brahma ayamatma brahma ityadi shrutibhi iti panchikaranam bhavati. So we start the stages of jagrata, swapna and susupti, but we need to go to which state? This Atman that I have experienced is simply a witness, right? Lot of people complain about the mind jumping to numerous places while performing the meditation or japas. Here is the secret. If you have a child that is mischievous, what do? If you punish it, it's not going to stop it. It will still do it. Try monitoring it constantly. When it knows that you're constantly looking, it will stop and sit at one place until you turn away, right? Treat your mind similarly. It becomes a problem when you start to jump along with the mind. It starts to think that you enjoy that and would not want to stop it. If you start separating yourself from the mind and simply watch your mind running and jumping, what is the problem? What have you just become? You have become the witness. Who is the witness? The Atman. So what you have unknowingly, knowingly done, you are aware of what the mind is doing. You are aware of everything around, but not as an enjoyer, not as an actor, but as a sakshi. Who is that? Who is that sakshi? That is the Atman. That is the state of samadhi. Okay. But I will give you a caution right now, because I know people will start trying to do this and then question me. So there you can do that in the starting stages. It will be difficult, but slowly you can get to that stage. At that stage, there will be a time, a period where you'll be saying that I am the witness. You'll be knowing that you are a witness. That is also not the samadhi state, not the true samadhi state, because even knowing that I am the witness, that I is coming there. Okay, as a witness, you don't even have that. You don't even exist. Okay, when you're just that. So that is the differentiation between the savikalpa and nirvikalpa samadhis. So when you don't even know that you are the witness, when you are the witness and that's all exists, that is Nirvikalpa Samadhi. When you reach the stage of knowing, completely monitoring and not getting impacted of what is going on, witnessing it and then stay as a witness, knowing that you are witnessing it, that is Savikalpa Samadhi. Okay. Ahamatma Sakshi Kevala Shinmatra Sarupaha Na Ajnanam Napi Tatkaryam. So this Atman, that is experience as a witness, is just pure consciousness awareness. This is neither impacted by Ajnanam or his actions. Kintu Nitya Suddha Buddha Mutta Satya Swabhavam Paramananda Advayam Pratyak Bhutam Chaitanyam Brahmevahamasmi Iti Abhedana Avastanam Samadhi. Why? This Nitya Suddha Buddha Mukta Satya Subhavam. This is my true nature, Advaita state. One who is aware of this state, Pratyagatman, pure Chaitanya Rupam. Realizing that I am nothing but Brahman. Brahman Eva Ahamasmi, Brahmevahasmi. This Avastha, this truly fully awareness state, that's called Samadhi. I also gave you the difference between the Savikalpa and Nirvikalpa Samadhi, the experiential level. Then Tattvamasi Brahmahamasmi Prajnanam Anandam Brahma Ayamatma Brahma Ityadi Vistudhi. Mahavakyas also point to the state only. The core of all Vedas are this only. Tattvamasi Brahmahamasmi Prajnanam Brahma Ayamatma Brahma. All these things only. Iti Panchikaranam Bhavati. Thus ends the Panchikarana Sutra. Beautiful, isn't it? So this is Panchikaranam for dummies. Hopefully it will give you a motivation to further explore this topic and contemplate further. Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Deva Maheshwara, Guru Sakshat, Parabrahma, Tasmai, Shri Gurave Namaha.
Hold on.
One more announcement. Let me stop the recording.